Hey, my friends, every day we get messages asking, when is the 100K contractor program going to open up again? And I want to let you know it's opening up here at the end of August, just for a couple days. All right. Now, if you don't know what it is, it's all about getting you your next 100 grand in your pockets. So whatever you're making right now, we want to find another $100,000 a year and put it in your pocket for you to use however you wish, personally, professionally, paying off debt, whatever. We've had people 4, 5, 10x their income, pay off shit tons of debt, build their teams, put systems in place, whatever it is. Amazing things are happening when you're surrounded by a great group of peers and a kick-ass coaching team like I have here in the Contractor Fight with my team and I. So if you want to apply, this is an application only, go to thecontractorfight.com/100k-app. thecontractorfight.com/100k-app. And my team and I will be going over those applications over the next week here or so. And we will be inviting those that we think are going to be a great fit for 100K. Fighters, welcome to a solo cast episode of The Contractor Fight. I wanted to record this episode and just get it into the rotation here as quickly as I could, because I know this is an issue that a lot of people are having in their business. I had it many, many years ago. On occasion, the people that I work with one-on-one have it. I see it all the time in our group settings. And more than anything, I get questions about this either in our Facebook group or DMs and emails that are sent to The Contractor Fight. And that is the discussion around getting your spouse on board with what you want to do in your business. Now, I want to be very clear with a few disclaimers here, okay? A couple disclaimers. I don't know everybody's situation. I don't know what you're battling at home. I don't know the state of your health or the health of your spouse or, you know, other conditions. Like, listen, there was a time when, you know, there were a lot of medical things going on in our family. There were a lot of other financial things going on. So guys, I'm going to come strong on this topic here a little bit to the men that are listening to this. Now, I know this can apply both ways. I'm not trying to like just single out all the boys, but 99.9% of the comments we get are about, you know, husbands trying to win their wives over with things that they want to do in the business. So I just want you to know that I'm not some, you know, heartless ogre that's about to get in your grill here a little bit, my friends. I'm somebody who's lived this, and every day I have to step up to the plate as a man and be the provider and all that other stuff. Okay. So, and I'm with you here. I'm in your corner and I'm sharing some tough love here today to help you. Okay. So anyway, enough of that disclaimer bullshit and fluffiness. I hear all the time, my friends, she doesn't support me with my business, or I'm not sure she's going to go for this. I saw this recently in a Facebook group. Guy wanted to spend some money to better his business. It was a big chunk. And the guy asked a question at the end. He's like, most importantly, like he wanted all this proof for why he should spend this money. And I'm not faulting the guy for asking the question. In fact, I applaud him for bringing this and just being open about what he asked. Okay. So again, if that person who I'm not going to name is listening to this, I don't have a problem with what you asked. Okay. I've just seen this a million times. So he was like, you know, hey, what results did you get from this thing? And what can I expect? And blah, blah, blah. And then he ended with something like, most importantly, how do you get your spouse on board with this? And that just was another reminder to me of how common this is. All right. That so many times as contractors, as business owners, we get into a situation where we feel like our spouse doesn't support us anymore. Maybe they never did from the get-go. Again, I don't know your situation. Or maybe they did in the beginning, like, yeah, we're going to start a business and be our own boss, and this is going to be great, and blah, blah, blah. And honey, one day you're going to be able to quit your job and stay home with the kids. And you guys, you know, you fill in the blank, right? Because you've all had these conversations if you have a spouse. Well, then that you print your business cards, right? You get maybe get a truck sign and a yard sign, and you get your first job and somebody pays you the first time. You open up the bank account, you get the company credit card. All these things are exciting. They're part of the honeymoon of business. And then after a few months, after maybe a year or so, you get a throat punch and business takes a dive and this starts happening. And then the struggle begins and you end up, you know, on this just annual rotation of feast and famine. You know, you're reliving the same year every year over and over. Your income's not changing. Your debt's going up. Stress is going up. You're growing further apart as a couple. Guys, we could go on forever on this shit, right? Okay. But when I start hearing she doesn't support me with my business, or I'm not sure she's going to go for this, all right, the real reason that it feels like she doesn't support you anymore or is behind you is simply you're not taking care of business at home. And what I mean is you are struggling to pay the bills. Now, again, you can be moving in the right direction and still struggle to pay the bills, but that's the point. A lot of y'all are struggling to pay the fucking bills at home and you're not moving in the right direction. All right. You're not making more money a month. You're not working less. You're not home for dinner. Okay. Your debt is going up. So that's not what I'm talking. I'm not talking about like, hey, we're struggling, but we're making progress type struggle to pay the bills. So you're not taking care of businesses home, you guys. You struggle to pay the damn bills. You make stupid speculations. And I did a post on this. I'm using that post as an outline, by the way, because I want to be very clear on what I'm saying and not go off this too much. But in this post, I said, you speculate on stupid opportunities in business and lose money and go into debt instead of watering your own grass in the business that you have. How many times I see like a guy's a fucking painter and they're struggling. And I see a post, I'm not making a lot of money in the painting thing. And we're really struggling with that. So I'm going to open up a house cleaning business to try to make some more money. And my wife's fighting me on it. Well, no shit. She's fighting you on it because you're proving that you can't fucking run one thing. So why the fuck would she support you running something else? All right. Or you're not taking a business at home because you're not home for dinner when you said you would be, or you're not at the game that you said you would be at when you said you would be there. Or maybe you lack self-discipline and you blow off your workouts and your gut's starting to hang a little over your belt a little more. You're hitting your snooze button, okay, a little more times. All right? You've become a liar each month, year that you've been married. You're simply a liar because you don't fulfill the promises that you make. Okay. You say, I'm going to get up at a certain time and work out. And you don't do it. You hit the snooze. You say, come New Year's Day every year with your spouse, baby, this year is going to be different. And then you continue to make the case that you fail to live up to the promises and the commitments that you make. Now, some of you right now are going, Tom, fuck you. You don't know my situation, you fucking ass face. Okay. You don't know my woman. You don't know my trade. You don't know what we've been through, my area, blah, 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 blah. Okay, guys, I don't care. Okay, because I've been this guy. I have been this guy. And I do know what I'm talking about with this. You are not fulfilling first the promises that you make to yourself. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to make my follow-up calls. I'm going to make a certain amount of money, whatever it is. And when you don't do that, your confidence goes down. And now you don't believe in yourself. And then the people that are closest to you, your wife, your significant other, your spouse, whatever you want to call it, okay, your person, they see the same shit. They see you blowing things off. They see you, you know, not doing the shit that you said you were going to do. They see you losing focus on the goal that you said you had about this year is going to be different and all that other bullshit. Okay. So guys, many years that I was a scared little bitch about this with the whole spouse thing. And then I decided not to be. And that's what I'm calling you to today. Okay. Sack up and honor the commitments you make to yourself and to others. It's that fucking simple. Okay. And the result, when I do that, since I've been doing that for many, 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 many years now, nobody fucking questions decisions I make when it comes to the business and providing, because I've developed the habit of winning. I've developed the habit of honoring the commitments that I made. And when you do that, it builds confidence in you and the people closest to you. And then when you say, hey, I'm going to drop X amount of dollars on this thing that's going to help the business, there's no fucking pushback because you've built the habit of fucking showing up and proving that you mean what you say. So if you want to be treated like a man, if you want your woman to fucking step up and support you, your person, whatever it is, in our day and age here, but 99.9% of y'all are fucking men with women, all right? So tough shit. Okay. You want to be treated like a man and respected, then step the fuck up and act like one. All right. It's not complicated. And I don't want to hear all the fucking excuses. All right. We all have excuses. Or we could have excuses. Will you do what you committed to do or not? Will you pay the fucking bills on time? What amount of money do you need at home? Will you bring that money home like clockwork every damn month without fail? You're about as reliable as, you know, fucking, I don't know, stupid politicians or whatever, right? Meaning there'll always be really stupid politicians. Not that stupid politicians are reliable. Okay. I'm on the fly here, guys. So bad analogy, but you get my fucking point. Like, you need to be as regular with coming, with paying the bills and doing the shit you say you're going to do and promise and all this other shit. Regular as that is the sun coming up every day, because the sun always fucking comes up even when it's cloudy. It's always there. Guys, you can do this. You can totally fucking do this. I believe in you. If I didn't believe in you, I would not be doing this show. All right. If I didn't believe in the ability for people to step up, own their shit, look in the mirror and change and get better, I wouldn't be doing the show, because I would believe at the heart of things, I'd be wasting all of my time and my energy. So I want to encourage you guys. All right. You men listening to this, first message here is for the men. Sack up. Okay. Now, for the women that are listening to this that have a man there might be some issues with, you copy the link on this podcast and you text it to his ass and you say, I ain't letting you in the house tonight till you listen to this fucking podcast. All right. And this should facilitate some really good conversation between you and your significant other, my friends. Okay. Doesn't mean, I don't mean arguments, but I mean like guys, I'll just be real right now. My woman the other day wasn't around providing and all the shit that we're talking here, but there was another issue that we had a fight about. And it was mostly my fault. And she sent me a text and she shared her heart with me about how frustrating some things were. And I read it and I immediately replied, oh my God, I never saw it that way. Thank you for sharing this with me. I look forward to talking to you later about this. And then I ended it with, thank you for always stepping up and fighting for you and I. So guys, when I say you're going to have, you should have conversations about your person with this, it doesn't mean it's an argument. All right. It's with kindness, respect, love, empathy. All right. So if you're a man and this hit home, then go home tonight or send a text right now, pull over, send a text and go, hey babe, I heard something today. It really hit me. And I think I have an understanding, or maybe I'm starting to understand why you've been fighting me in this part of the business or this decision I want to make. I look forward to talking about it later on and really understanding your side of things. All right. So guys, there are so many great opportunities in front of you if you own your shit and you have conversations. All right. So anyway, as you can hear, maybe, maybe not, my dogs are barking and I don't mean my feet stink. All right. I mean, my dogs are literally barking up there. So guys, listen to this again, if you need to own your shit. Women, share this with the men in your lives. Guys, I also want to thank you so much for the opportunity to show up each week and bring you guys content that's going to help your life, help your business. And I want to thank you because of your willingness to share this show and to give us great reviews and to listen and keep showing up. We actually cracked the iTunes Entrepreneurship Top 100 list just this week in podcasts. And that's pretty big deal, guys, because there's millions of podcasts out there. And the fact that you guys have given us some time here is incredibly humbling. I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. And you guys rock. I got to roll. Travis, bring in the guitars and get us out of here.